Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com. We're here today on a Wednesday afternoon to go over day two of the NBA play-in tournament. The playoffs are right around the corner. Play-ins last night were absolutely incredible. The Nets really kind of cruised, and the Cavs made a late comeback. Late, the Nets ultimately won that game in Brooklyn. And then what a barn burner it was last night between the Timberwolves and the Clippers in Minneapolis. The Timberwolves won that game. They lock in now the 7th seed going against the Memphis Grizzlies. Now we're going to see two more play-in games tonight. We're going to cover both those games from a betting perspective here. A quick reminder, though, make sure you're checking out BasketballNews.com every single day and subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. We have so much great content outside of Nothing But Bets, so make sure you check that out. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and dive in to our two games for the play-in tournament today on both sides of the conference, the East and the West. The first one up here, the Atlanta Hawks hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The Hawks are 5-point favorites today against the Hornets in Atlanta. I love the Hawks in this one. I think we see a big game from Trae Young. It's hard to bet against Trae Young the way he's been playing the last month of the season, just based off that he's just been absolutely dominant offensively, scoring 30-plus points, putting up 10-plus assists each night. I think he's going to single-handedly will this Hawks team to an impressive win over the Hornets, who could be a very pesky, feisty team with a very fun, fast-paced offense to watch as well. I'm very much looking forward to, though, seeing Trae Young versus LaMelo Ball. LaMelo, I think, is still slept on nationally because he plays in Charlotte, but he's so fun to watch. I think we see a very fun duel between those two young star point guards tonight, Trae Young and LaMelo Ball. I think Miles Bridges steps up as well for the Hornets. This Hornets team could really beat anyone in the East on any given night. We've seen it a couple times here at the Bucks, where they beat the Bucks when they were fully healthy on two separate occasions. Like, this team, when they get on fire offensively, they have a lot of weapons where when they get going, they're very hard to stop here. So that could be very much in play tonight when they're in Atlanta playing the Hawks. But it's hard, like I mentioned, it's hard to go against Trae Young at the moment. He's putting up 30-10 the last month plus of the season. I think that continues forward tonight. I think some Hawks role player stuff as well in the meantime. And what should be a close game until maybe late in this game, based off free throws or Trae Young pulling this one away late. I like the Hawks in this one to win outright and cover the 5-point spread. So let's go ahead and lock in here. Hawks minus 5 over the Hornets. And now let's go over to our player props for this one, as we did yesterday. Brought the player props back. We're bringing the props back for every single day here on Nothing But Bets and throughout the playoffs. Very excited to have that one back here. Our player props are provided by FanDuel. And now let's go over our player props we like here. Make our at least plus 1,000 odds, four legs at least, for our power plays for these over on FanDuel. And here's what I like here. It's going to be as follows. CJ McCollum over 26.5 points. I like Trae Young over 30.5 points. I like Miles Bridges over 21.5 points. I like also Clint Capella over 13.5 rebounds. And LaMelo Ball over 8.5 assists. I think all four will go over in this one. I'm very much looking forward to it. It should be a very fun back-and-forth game. The over-under is set at 235 total points. I like the over here if you're going to parlay that into maybe a Hawks money line plus the over. I think that's a really good chance of hitting for you. But in the meantime, go ahead and lock in Trae Young and the Hawks get this one done. Lock in officially the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. Now let's go and go on now to our next game, which is going to be the San Antonio Spurs hosting or at the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans are 5.5 point favorites today in the Bayou against the Spurs. This could be, again, another fun back-and-forth game. It should be very close all the way throughout. CJ McCollum has been a godsend for the Pelicans since he got traded there. Brandon Ingram has been amazing, too. The way Willie Green has kind of shifted the culture immediately in New Orleans when everyone was on the hot seat at that 1-12 start. David Griffin, the GM, was, I think many thought, might be gone at the end of the season. Now with Willie Green kind of really steering the tide forward in a positive direction with no Zion Williamson still, this Pelicans team is so fun to watch. Like, with CJ McCollum, you have Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas giving you 18-12 every single night. Herb Jones being already an elite defender and a good floor spacer as a rookie. Jackson Hayes showing flashes as well. This is a really fun young core in New Orleans, and hopefully Zion Williamson works out there with the Pelicans, because it feels like once Zion is back next year, this Pelicans team could be a top 16 in the West next year and take that leap a la Memphis, a la Phoenix. So I really think New Orleans is in a good spot long term. Looking tonight, though, I do think that we see them barely pull this one off. I think the Spurs match up very well, as we all know on the show. The Spurs can be a very feisty team against the spread. But I do think we see CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram step up. I think Jonas Valanciunas wins the big man battle down low against Jakob Poeltl. Maybe the wings for San Antonio could present some issues, like Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell. I think DeJounte Murray, obviously, he'll probably go for 20 and 10 in this one. But in the meantime, I like the Pelicans here. I'm pretty confident in that one. We're going to lock in the Pelicans here to win and cover the 5.5-point spread. So here's our picks against the spread for both these playing games. And before we do that, though, a quick reminder about our player props for Spurs versus Pelicans. And it's CJ McCollum over 26.5 points. Brandon Ingram over 23.5 points. Jakob Poeltl over 9.5 rebounds. And DeJounte Murray over 9.5 assists. So we're going to lock that in and take Pelicans minus 5.5. And then also for the Eastern Conference playing tonight, I like the Hawks minus 5 to cover the spread in Atlanta against the Charlotte Hornets. So appreciate everyone listening. And as always, to the podcast, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure you read basketballnews.com every single day. Also, if you enjoy the content, we're with you Sunday through Sunday, giving the NBA betting edge and also player props now all throughout the postseason. So get stay tuned for that all throughout the show. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets. Make sure you stay tuned to Nothing But Bets. And in the meantime, lock in for a fun Wednesday play-in slate. And now the postseason is right around the corner, and Nothing But Bets about to take it to a whole nother level.